You're listening to SBS News.
In a laboratory at the University of New South Wales, a small team using even smaller materials are trying to tackle a big problem.
So now we co-spot the copper, zinc sulfide and the tin sulfide. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Xiaojing Hao and her colleagues are at the forefront of the solar energy scene. They're working with low-cost, thin-film solar cells that fit in the palm of your hand. Dr. Hao hopes they'll one day be efficient enough to power cars and wrap around buildings.
So basically, I think the renewable energy, particularly solar photovoltaic energy, can offer a glimmer of hope for the future. So particularly, I thought like, okay, to offer this kind of opportunity, to offer this kind of like renewable energy, we need to use some like process and also the materials which not pose any environmental concern.
The researchers have broken four world records by using natural copper, zinc, tin and sulfur to convert light to electricity. Their ingenuity reflects a boom in renewable energy development nationwide. With a vast and varied land ripe for different technologies like wind, waves and solar, Australia is on track to beat last year's record investment of $8.5 billion. Kobad Bhavnagri is the head of Australia for Bloomberg New Energy Finance and says the outlook is positive for now.
So Australia is doing a lot in renewable energy right now. We're installing a record amount of new solar and wind farms on the ground, out there with big power stations, but also what people are doing on their roofs. This is going to be the biggest year we've ever had in terms of new power generating capacity coming online.
South Australia has weathered political storms over its energy supply after a series of blackouts, but remains a world leader in its use of renewables. Mr. Bhavnagri says that's not enough though, and long-term solutions are needed for Australia to compete internationally.
Australia's really pretty far behind. We still have electricity meters in our houses that a person has to come around and manually read on a sheet of paper. And that's a really old school way of doing things, and it doesn't allow you to run a smart power grid.
A smart power grid is the backbone of the Young Henry's Brewery in Sydney's Newtown. Co-founder Richard Adamson says the idea of having a series of solar panels on the roof was welcomed by the community.
It was something that we wanted to do from the start. It was something that our community really cares about, that we are conscious of the environment, that we use as little power as we can, and we save water and look at the raw material side as well.
The solar-powered brewing process means the business avoids around 127 tonnes of greenhouse gas emissions every year. Spent grain from the brewing site is given to farmers to be used as animal feed, and Mr. Adamson says his small business also watches its water usage.
Coal power is becoming more expensive. The old coal-fired power stations are going, and it's really up to businesses to be on the forefront of these things, I think, and be leaders and show that it can be done.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.